Thank you, Mark, for the introduction, and good morning to everyone today. We've all seen horrific events on our news feeds in recent days. One day, people walking free in the streets of the cities of Ukraine, and then next day, tanks moving in and bombs dropping. Civilians becoming soldiers, families and children sheltering underground. And as I record this, there's a talk of an increased escalation to the nuclear threat. The world has become a much scarier place in the last few days. Well, today I'm not going to say very much except to read some verses from the Bible from Psalm 46 and say a short prayer. If you're a praying person, I hope that you can say Amen at the end of this prayer. The verses show that for God's people there is ultimate security and we need not fear. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we can find peace and safety. Do contact one of the local churches if we can support you through this time. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Heavenly Father, we pray for this war-torn world. We pray for wisdom for world leaders. We pray for a de-escalation to the fighting and the threats. We know, Lord, that our own hearts contain the seeds of disunity and fighting. And so we pray for your mercy and undeserved kindness to us and to this troubled world. We pray especially for the people of Ukraine and Russia, that you will bring peace and that all will find refuge in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.